Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. There we go. Make sure we're online. We're online. We're on. Yeah, we're live. Hey, good evening, everybody. This is David Ewing here, and been a raven. And I've got Jeanette here, but she's mostly mute this evening. She's still recovering from the cold that's been going around and hitting people lately. It wasn't the flu, just a bad cold going around. And I actually had it a week before, so I'm a little further along on the recovery, but it's been a heck of a time. A lot of people at work and stuff I've known have been out sick this season so far. So it's been a kicker. So we're here, and you'll get to hear me talk most of the tonight, which you don't usually hear me talk much at all. So get ready for that. Today is January 9th, 2020. Happy New Year to everybody. It is, and we're here because it's almost, it's a full moon coming up. We're at full moon time. So the full moon is tomorrow. It's on Friday the 10th. But it is known as the wolf moon. It is also known as the, typically known as the wolf moon, but it's also known as the quiet moon, the moon of little winter. And that's from your favorite Farmer's Almanac. They've got that stuff listed out. They kind of talk about that, which I always thought was kind of cool that the Farmer's Almanac has information about the different type, about the different meanings of the full moons. You know, it's a heck of a resource. I always, personally, I'm a fan of the Farmer's Almanac, and thank Mr. Benjamin Franklin for coming up with that many years ago. He started that. Huh? You didn't know that? Yeah. I think he published the first almanac kind of thing. So this has been going on, and the current Farmer's Almanac actually traces its roots to what he used to put, what he published back in the back in the day, back when they pressed, printing things was in a press where they put the paper in and they press it down. It wasn't as automated as it is today. obviously, 1700s, different technology. So yeah, but that's Farmer's Almanac says it's the, the wolf moon is what you usually see if you search around and look up what full moon January means, but it's also known as the quiet moon and the moon of little winter. And this is the time, I was just saying in the description for the show, for the podcast, it's a time to set your intentions and make new goals and prepare for changes in the coming year. So we're going to use this full moon, we're going to do a little ritual and use this time to draw in some energy and help us focus on what we're going to do for this coming year and kind of get ready for that, work on the projects we have during this time, this quiet, dark time of the year. We're doing more introspective work. This is the appropriate time for, like, this is typically when we're all inside and, so we're doing more introspective kind of stuff, studying things, learning things, researching things, and just working on focusing on what it is about you that you want to change and how you can do that and setting up your plans. Kind of working on that so you can have your plan for the year of what you want to do. If you want to, like, change, if there's an aspect of your personality that you want to work on changing, like, I tend to be a little pessimistic about stuff a little often. And one of the things I want to work on is, I know, right? And I'm getting a look of surprise from Jeanette over here. She's like, just didn't understand, like, really? Yeah, really. 30 years later, you finally figure that out. By the way, surprise. Yeah, I tend to be a little pessimistic about things, and I tend to be critical of others. And I had decided some time ago, as the new year approached, that I wanted to do less of that. I'm like, I'm not going to, complain to my boss about the people I work with as much, except for things that he really needs to know about, which is tough, to kind of tone that down a little bit. Not be as negative, but sometimes it's hard. Now, I was going to make a resolution of, like, I'm not going to talk about people, period. And I realized that I had blown that on January 1st. So that resolution lasted for about, I don't know, how long did I sleep after, you know, that night, New Year's Eve night. I think it lasted less than 24 hours. That resolution lasted less than 24 hours. Yeah. So, you know, we adapt what we want to do, and then our resolutions, what we want to work on. If you want to lose, if you want to work on, like I said, changing an aspect of your personality, if you want to change an aspect of your life, if you want to work on your health and improving your health, if you want to work on losing weight, if you want to, or if you're somebody who needs to work on gaining weight. I mean, I know we talk a lot about people, you know, like losing weight, but there are people, and I've known people who struggle just to put on weight and keep weight on to be healthy, kind of a thing. I worked with, yeah, you know, I worked with a guy once that no matter what he ate, he was just skinny as a rail. His metabolism just burned it off really fast, and he just couldn't put on the weight. He was really skinny, and so in the meantime, this time of year, December or January stuff, he was always really super cold because he had no insulation on his body either. So he was always like, think about that. So if you want to change your body composition somehow, you know, now is the time. We're all inside, and we're seeing these thousands of commercials a day for Peloton and all this stuff that we can all afford, you know, to kind of motivate us into like, well, maybe I can, you know, get up and do something, move around or whatever, you know, lift your couch a few times a day or something just to lift weights, you know, something. But think about that kind of stuff you want to work on through the year, studying. Right now we're kind of school break kind of a thing, so spring for most colleges, universities and stuff, spring semester starts here in the next week or two, so we're going to be focused. A lot of folks are going to be focusing on their schools, studies, and their classwork, and what they got coming up with that. So this is that last minute to kind of prepare and get yourself ready for school. For those who are going back to school this year, at this time, job, work, you know, new year kind of a thing. Look at your employment situation. Do you want to change jobs? Get a different job? If you're working on getting a job, you know, or what, you know, that kind of thing. So this is that time we're going to tap into some energy to help us kind of push through and get that kind of stuff going with ourselves. Oh, there's also a lunar eclipse tomorrow night. Tomorrow at, like, I think it's like 2-something p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Eastern time, on the 10th. I just saw this. Where did I see this? penumbral eclipse. So it doesn't pass through the inner shadow of the Earth. It's going to pass through the outer shadow of the Earth. So it's not like a total eclipse. It'll be at... ...7:10 Universal Time. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 is about 2 o'clock. 2:10... p.m. Eastern. So for those of us in the U.S., we're not going to see it. You know, it's middle of the afternoon for us. We're not going to see it happening, but we're still here. It's happening. So we can still tap into the energy and the significance of the eclipse, because there's a little kick to the lunar energy when there's an eclipse going on too. Eclipse, however you say it, eclipse or eclipse. yeah, where are you from? So, you know, kind of see how that is going to be. So, you know, if you're on the other side of the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, that side, you'll probably have a better chance of seeing the eclipse than obviously those of us in the U.S. It's going to be middle of the afternoon, so you won't see it. But it's still happening, and we can still tap into the energy and what that means to help us kind of get do our full moon stuff during this time. Excuse me. I'm still kind of recovering from that as well. Can't talk too much. And there's going to be, like, how many? There's going to be, like, a couple, what did I see, like, 4 lunar eclipses this year? So this is, like, a heck of a cycle of lunar work this year. This is really going to be a big moon year with a lot of this. So, Yeah, this combines with the December 26th solar eclipse to form an eclipse phase that lasts until the lunar eclipse on June 5th. So there'll be another lunar eclipse on June 5th. This time around, the moon is in Cancer, so we'll talk a little bit about what that means. we'll talk about that. So Cancer is like the healing. It's a heal. You know, it's a healing kind of emotions and stuff. So some are saying that this is a time during this full moon. There's going to be some healing work is going to happen because the full moon is taking place during in Cancer, and that healing power is going to transcend and maybe heal some things in our world and some people and stuff, and maybe. Yeah, so you can use the energy to kind of kickstart some good health work. we're awesome tonight. I found a reference here that says that under the this statement says, under the emo moon beams of this full wolf moon lunar eclipse, the floodgates may burst open. Going to be a whole lot of howling going on. So, you know, kind of let your emotions out. And, you know, if you've got stuff pent up that you just need to, like, shout out and just, like, oh, my God, this is just whatever. Or just to get it out, you know, that therapeutic howl that we don't do enough of. And it's kind of frowned upon in the professional world sometimes. He's sitting in a cubicle farm someplace on a floor somewhere in a cubicle. So just do a big cathartic howl just to, like, get it out. That could be interestingly entertaining. So that's kind of what's happening tonight, this week, this full moon time. What else we got? Shall we do ritual? Okay. I'm actually talking to Jeanette, and she's over here nodding her head and gesturing stuff because she can't talk right now. So I'm getting visual direction from over here. So, ritual time. So, get yourself seated, someplace comfortable. Sit down, lie down, stand up, whatever's comfortable. And let's do some grounding. This is a Thursday night. We've gone through most of the week. It's Friday Eve for those who work the 5-day work week. It's time to kind of let some of the stress of the week out. Let's get rid of it. Let's ground it out. So get comfortable, sit up straight, close your eyes. Just take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second, and then let it out. Another deep breath in, and then out. And keep breathing deep breaths. And as you do, every time you breathe out, you let out some of the stress you're holding. Envision it as steam leaving your body as you breathe out. The steam from the heat of the emotions or the stress or whatever was going on this week. And just breathe it out. Once you're ready, kind of de-stressed a bit, imagine we're going to cast a circle. And tonight it's going to be a little different. Usually we'll do a circle of protection, and we talk about doing a circle of protection. But I think tonight, and we were talking about this earlier, tonight it's really appropriate. We're going to do a circle. Instead of doing a circle of protection, we're going to cast the web of community. Because while we're all spending more time inside, shut it away from people because it's too cold out, we need to remind ourselves that we're not alone. We're part of a larger community. We are connected. You may not see the connections, but we are connected energetically around the world. So, just close your eyes and imagine from where you are you're looking down upon yourself and where your location is. From where you are, a circle expands. And as it expands, it's taking the shape of a web, of a spider's web. And it expands out. As the outer circle expands, other circles form within, and it keeps expanding out with connecting web lines, energy lines, connecting each of the circles. It's like a web. And as it goes out, imagine it connecting and interfacing with other webs from others who are doing the same thing, or just others that you know or maybe don't even know are out there. We're casting a web, and we're connecting our webs into one large web. And imagine these webs connecting over your area, in your city, with others in your city, your county. And the webs expand and keep connecting with others in other states and other cities until they form one large web over your country. And they still expand out and connect with other webs around the world. So for those of us in North America, our webs expand out and cross the oceans. They go up north to Canada, south through Mexico and Central America and South America, and cross the oceans, Europe, Asia, down to the South Pacific, Central Asia, Africa, Australia. And it connects with the people in Antarctica during the summertime. So let's take a moment to focus that web and bring some strength. While we're doing this circle of community, this web of community, we're pushing it out. Let's do an extra push down to Australia to connect and provide support and strength to everybody affected by the fires, all the people, the animals, the plants, the land, the spirits of the lands. During this time of trauma, let's use this full moon in Cancer to push some healing energy down to our friends in Australia through this web of community. And we have our web. We're just getting started. We've already done some magic. We have our webs of community cast, and they're connected. So let's turn our attention to the east. You can stand and face the east, sit and face the east, or just turn your attention to the east, whatever's appropriate, comfortable. And we call to the spirits of the east, the elementals, guardians of the element of air, the direction of east. We ask you to bless us this night. Watch over us, protect us. We ask the spirits of the east to bring us inspiration and help us with new ideas as we move forward in this new year. Spirits of the east, spirits of the air, we welcome you. And then we turn our attention to the south. And we call on the spirits and elementals and guardians of the south and of fire. We face the south and we feel the warmth. Sacred fires, and we ask that you bless us this evening, you protect us. We ask that you help us with motivation and passion to pursue our goals, to get things done in this coming new year. Spirits, elementals, guardians of the south and of fire, we welcome you. Then we turn to the west, and we call on the spirits of the west, the elementals of the water, and guardians of the sacred direction. We ask that you bless us this evening and protect us, watch over us. We ask that you help us with the power to heal ourselves and to remind us to have empathy for ourselves and others, to step back and think about what others are going through. As we move towards forward in this new year, spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and the water, we welcome you. And then we turn to the north. We call the spirits of the north, the elementals of the earth, guardians of the sacred direction. We call on you and ask you to bless us and watch over us, protect us this evening. We ask that you help us with grounding and with providing us with the physical strength for healing ourselves, others, and this world. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north, of the east, the earth. Guardians of the north and of the earth, thinking east. We welcome you. And then we call on the goddess of the moon. As she looks down from the full moon, we call on the moon goddess of many names for many cultures. Luna, Selene, Athena, Artemis, Grandmother Moon. We ask you for your blessings. We ask you for your protection. We ask you to help us connect with your energy as we do our work tonight and prepare for the full, for the year to come. Great moon goddess of many names, we welcome you. And then we call on the divine masculine, on the energy of the god, the consort of the moon goddess. We ask that you be with us, that you protect us. You help guide our work tonight during this full moon as we prepare for the year to come. Divine masculine of many names, we welcome you. Okay. So we got our sacred space set up. Yes, we do. And during this time, this full moon in Cancer, there's some things we can work on associated with that. One thing is to think about your family, maybe work on family connections, your roots, your ancestors. Think about, are you doing enough to set yourself up for your future? It's also time. It's also time. We just went through the holidays. Many of us, if we had Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving in the U.S., Christmas, New Year's. These are all times of a lot of eating and a lot of food. So as we start our new year, and we're in this full moon time, we're under Cancer, again, healing and health and emotion and that support that it brings, it's probably a good time for us to reevaluate our diets. Are we eating well? Are we eating right? Is there something we should cut out? Things we should eat more of? Drink more water, more juices, less junk food, more vegetables, all that stuff that we've been hearing since we were children. We should probably, like, pay attention to that. This is a good time to start those habits. Also a good time to, beginning of the year, and this is a good time to declutter your space. Do a walkthrough. Do you have clutter that you need to get rid of, things that need to be reorganized? And as we're doing that in our home, in our workspace, in our physical spaces, think about how it is in your life. Do you have clutter in your life? Do you have things going on that really don't bring you any joy or value that you might be better served to tend away from? So think about that stuff. This is a good time for that. So what we're going to do is a little guided meditation, a little journey, a little visualization to draw in some energy so we can get things going this year. So, again, let's get comfortable and close your eyes and take some more deep breaths. Breathe in and a good cleansing breath out. And as you do, imagine the harmful or negative energies within you flowing down from your head, your neck, up your arms, your shoulders, and then down. Push it down to your torso. And keep pushing the stress, the negative or harmful energies down through your torso and down your legs. And we're going to start to push it out our feet. Push it out. And as it leaves, it goes out into roots. And imagine roots connecting you to the earth, digging way down deep through the frozen soil. Through the bedrock. Down into the mantle of the earth. And push all that stress and all that negative and harmful energies that you might have pent up. Push them out down these roots. Down into the earth. Towards the warm coal of the core of the earth, so they can be transformed by the fiery energy within the earth into something positive for growth. Push that energy out, that negative as we push it out and relax and ground ourselves, we become open to receive positive, some positive strength, positive fire, positive energy from the earth. And as the negative has left us, we start to draw in, just like a tree draws life up from the earth. We just draw this power up, this energy from the core of the earth, its warm center. Let that energy work its way up the roots. Pull it up. Pull it up the roots towards yourself. Pull this energy up. Let it fill us with warm, healing energy from the earth. Bring it up into your center, right around your heart, beneath your heart area. And imagine it collecting there. in a ball of energy. Feel its warmth, this cleansing energy, the strength of the fire from the earth. Let this energy inspire us. Let it motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. Inspire us. Motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. Inspire us. Motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. Bring that energy up. Let it collect. Inspire us. Motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. Inspire us. Motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. Inspire us. Motivate us. Give us strength. So mote it be. And we are lighting a large 14-day pillar candle that's red that we received as a gift. This is a large 14-day. It's so we all see the 7-day candles in the stores and stuff, the glass-filled pillar candles in the stores. This one is bigger around and a little taller. It's a big red candle. It's supposed to be 14 days. So we're going to let this burn. So it should go. We're going to let it burn. Theoretically, it should last from now until the new moon. So we're going to keep it burning for that. Imagine a large red candle. And we've inscribed on it, you know, we've etched into it the words, inspire us, motivate us, give us strength, so mote it be. And we've charged that candle, we've dressed it with some fire oil, elemental fire oil from the Raven and Crone from Asheville, North Carolina. We've got this from one Byron Ballard when we saw her recently at Mystic South. It's ginger, rosemary, petitgrain, and clove. Good fiery elemental herbs. Ginger, rosemary, petitgrain. I'm not sure what that is. P-E-T-I-T, grain, and clove. So we dress the candle with this oil. There's a little sprig of rosemary and stuff in the bottle of the cloves and things. We dress the candle with this oil. It's been inscribed with the words, inspire, motivate us, give us strength, so mote it be. And we're going to let this burn it's supposed to burn for 2 weeks. So we're going to let it burn until it's out. Should be about the new moon time, right about the time we do our next podcast. So think about what you want to do this year, what work you want to do, and as things go and the year goes on, especially this dark time, this cold dark time, you know, we've passed the winter solstice, so the days are getting longer, but we've still got the coldest time of year to come because the way things lag and it's all geological and stuff. We've still got the coldest time. And like here in the D.C. area, Northern Virginia, we just got our first measurable snow of the year just a couple of days ago. I got about 2.5 to 3 inches maybe, about 2.5 inches out here in the Manassas area, Northern Virginia. Of course, everything closed early because it was afternoon snow. All the schools closed, the government closed, so everybody can get home safely. Even though it's just a few inches of snow, it's the first snow of the year, so they wanted people to get home safe. Which is nice. And so we just had our first snow. But we're going to have more this year. February is our time here in D.C., the D.C. metro area, southern, you know, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., in the Delmarva area here. You know, February is our snow time. It's the wettest month of the winter, and it's usually when we get a big snows. Huh? Yeah. So, gives us the next 2 weeks while we're getting ready for the new moon and we're getting ready for the cold time to come to think about what you want to do this season. What do you want to work on? Last podcast, we had some pieces of paper that we put into ice to stop the stuff we didn't want ourselves doing, you know, this time of year. So the things that weren't doing us any good, we wrote it on paper, put them in ice. It's in our freezer. We got a container in our freezer with the pieces of paper and it's water and they're all frozen, and it's to keep that stuff frozen away so it doesn't hamper us and get in our way this year. And now we're going to focus and we use this energy we just drew up from the earth to really get things done. As we roll into this and into 2020. I don't know if I'd ever really expected to see 2020. It's just one of those things that you, when we were kids, it was like, yeah, one of those like sci-fi dates, you know, the science fiction dates, right? So we were supposed to have flying cars and live on the moon already and have a colony on, flying cars, live on the moon, have a colony on Mars, or at least have journeyed there already, you know, and all this stuff should have happened. You know, by now, 2020, we're supposed to be in the Jetsons by now, you know, just about. You know, that's what growing up 2020 kind of meant, was like, that was like future, you know. Didn't quite work out that way. Getting there. We got electric cars. We got autopiloting cars. Sort of, you know. Things are kind of happening futuristically, sort of-ish. But, you know, yeah, we're supposed to be Jetsons by now, it seemed like. So, new year, we got our resolutions, our promises to ourselves, what we're going to do. Let's make it happen. Let's use the Earth's strength to make it happen. When you feel like you're just running out of energy, focus, you just, the gumption, stop and do that grounding and exercise and pull more energy back up from the earth. Keep it going. Keep yourself going. And there's some stones you can carry with you, too, to help keep you going and keep you motivated. We have an egg. This is carnelian. This is a nice egg. It's a good 2.5 inches tall. Oh, it's got a little hole on the side too. It's like a little like a little dragon that's peeping out, coming out of the egg. That's not what happened, but it's kind of hollowish inside. But you can kind of imagine that there was a little dragon, you know, poking its way out of the egg. Kind of looks like it. It's a geode. It's a geode. It's hollow inside. So the dragon's already gotten out. So you can carry some carnelian with you. You can carry some quartz. You can carry jasper. What else we got to carry? Some citrine, a nice citrine point. Nice orange quartz point. That'll keep you, that's a good fiery thing to keep you like, I need the fire, the motivation, the heat of the earth to keep me going kind of a thing. Get a little piece of citrine, put it in your pocket and carry it with you. And when you really need, you know, let it remind you as you put your hand in your pocket and you feel that stone in your pocket, remind you, like, what you should be doing to help yourself out. That's why we do these things. That's why we carry, like, stones with us and wear pendants and things like that. It's, some of it is to draw on the power of the stone, but a large part of it is to remind us what we're supposed to be doing in the first place, because we all forget. Things happen, we forget. You put the string around your finger, and you forget why you put the string around your finger. So you keep the stone in our pocket to remind us, I should be nice. I shouldn't talk about people. I should do this. I shouldn't, you know, maybe I should, I shouldn't go after that smoke break and just, like, slow down on that process, you know, quit smoking, work on quitting smoking. I should work on, I feel the stone. I need to remind my partner that I love them. You know, whatever it is that you need to work on in your life, that kind of stuff, carry one of these stones, carnelian, jasper, citrine, what else has we got? Well, the moon is in Cancer, so you can also carry, a water element stone, because if you need this pull to use the moon's energy in Cancer to help you with your healing, you know, maybe you're in recovery or you have an illness that you're working on, you can carry an amethyst point or or some sodalite or some selenite, you know. I'm actually identifying these. It's pretty interesting. I know my stones. She's handing me rocks, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what this is. I tend to have to stop and think about them. But, yeah, you can, like, carry some of these, some healing stones, some selenite or some sodalite or amethyst with you to help you remember to focus on your healing process of what you're trying to heal. Like I said, it could be that you have an illness that you're trying to fight, a chronic illness, a severe, like if it's a cancer or something like that you're trying to fight, carry one of these. Or if it just, like, you know, remind you that it's flu season and, oh, I need to wash my hands. You know, that kind of thing too, even if it's something as small as that, for healing process. Or if you're in recovery, you know, to remind you that, you know, you can do it, just another day, one more day, just one more day. So this is a good time for fire stones to keep you fire related stones for motivation, energy, power, and because this is in the moon is in Cancer, you can also carry healing stones and water stones to help with your healing process if you've got some healing stuff you need to focus on. So this is a good dual aspected moon, full moon, in that respect. So lots that we can work on and do. And you don't have to, like, get fancy things, you know, fancy stones or whatever. Just get a chip or something, you know, that's a little shop or store or whatever. Or if you need to carry a sachet of herbs or something too, maybe just get a little pouch with some rosemary in it or some lavender, fire, healing, a little bit of both in a little pouch and carry in your pocket or something too. You know, good options. So there's things that you can do. We tend to do stones a lot. I mean, we have a lot of stones and rocks in our house. So we tend to carry a lot of rocks and stones and do that kind of stuff. What else we got? So it's almost 10 till. Shall we close up? Okay. All right. So let's recenter ourselves a little bit. And we thank the divine masculine, the God figure, the energy of the masculine for being with us tonight. We thank him for his work with the goddess in bringing life to our world. And we honor his rising power as the days get longer and the sun spends more time in the sky. Great divine masculine, go if you will, go if you must, stay if you will. Hail and farewell.
I'm a bit rusty.
And we thank the moon goddess, Selene, Luna, Artemis, Athena, Grandmother Moon. We thank you, Mother, for the love that you give us, for the healing, for the support, for the protection. We thank you for being with us tonight, and we thank you for being with us always. And as we turn to the moon and thank the goddess, you must, stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And we turn to the north, and we thank the spirits, elementals, guardians of the north, of the earth. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for the grounding. We thank you for your protection. We honor you. And we ask that you stay with us, if you will. Be there for us as we go through our year. Go if you must. Stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And we turn to the west, and we thank the spirits, the elementals, and guardians of the healing waters of the earth. We thank you for being with us, for reminding us to have empathy for others, for reminding us to care for ourselves, to care for others. Thank you for your healing. In your everlasting sustenance to our lives. Go if you must, stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And we turn to the south and we embrace the sacred fires from the south. And we thank the spirits, the elementals, and the guardians of those fires in the south. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for giving us a motivation and passion to pursue our goals and to celebrate life in all of its forms. Go if you must. Stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And lastly, we turn to the east. And we feel the winds, the sacred winds from the east. And we thank the guardians, the spirits, and the elementals of the east and the sacred air for being with us tonight, for helping us with inspiration and the new ideas in what we can work on to improve ourselves and our world this coming year. We thank you. Go if you must. Stay if you will. Hail and farewell. Now, normally, we would open a circle, but in the beginning, we cast our circle by casting a web of community, and we're going to leave that in place because we are always connected. We are all part of one larger community. We're part of a pagan community. You're part of your local community. You're part of your work community, your school community. The human community, and we're all part of the community writing this world through the universe. So our web is ever connected. And with that, blessed be. All right. Because I had to go mute a few times during the evening so we could cough and sneeze and stuff. I don't think I hit it all the time, every time. So really apologize for any background, things like that. But we're still recovering from a cold that's going on. So, you know, we're trying. We're trying. So I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. And if, oh, there was somebody in the chat, in and out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us and staying with us. We were talking about the fact that Circle Sanctuary Network podcast is just over a year old. Yeah, almost a year old. Yeah, we just started almost a year ago. So we're going to have a big one-year anniversary birthday thing here in the next few weeks on a Monday on one of Laura Gonzalez's shows. So I think, what, next month we're going to do that? February, yeah. Okay, so that'll be happening then. In the meantime, what's going on CSNP this month, here in the next few weeks? Let me take a look. I actually have that information. I should know this. I have to look it up. So Selena's got stuff going on her Wednesdays and Saturday, on Wednesday and Sunday shows. For Selena Fox on Sundays, it's all the repeat shows on Sundays. It's Nature Mystic, and it's all this is what, on Sunday nights is when we listen to encore presentations of some of her previous podcasts that she's done since 2013. So we've got, like, years that we pull from to replay some of Selena's stuff. Next up on the 12th, she's going to be talking about, so we're coming up on In Bulk, you know, it's coming up on Bridges Day. So the 12th, she's going to be talking about creating In Bulk rituals and celebrations. It's a rerun on encore presentation in January of 2013. On January 19th, her program is on Bridget Fire, attuning to Bridget as Fire Goddess. An encore from February of 2015. And then on January 26th, right before In Bulk, she's got a we're going to be doing an In Bulk ritual, which is an encore presentation from January 2013, where we attune with the goddess Bridget through invocations, chants, meditations, and more. And then Selena's programs on Wednesdays, it's a little mix of live and pre-recorded. It depends on her schedule and what she's got going on. last night, we had divination rituals. It was an encore presentation from 2013 where she talked about creating and conducting rituals for blessing divination tools and doing divination work. On the 15th is a Bridget Magic discussion, learning about the Celtic goddess Bridget, which is an encore from 2013. On the 22nd is a live show. It's really going to be Selena talking live. Talking about Bridget of the Sacred Waters. And then on the 29th is an In Bulk Bridget Night healing ritual. So we've got an encore presentation on the 26th doing an In Bulk ritual. And on the 29th is a live In Bulk healing, Bridget healing ritual on the on that. So that's what Selena's got the next over the next month, this month. And then in we've got I'm losing my breath. Oh, Celia is coming up on Circle Talk in I'm pulling this up. I'm getting the calendar up. Oh, on the 21st. So on the 21st on Circle Talk with Deborah Rose will be great friend. She's always entertaining. She's so much fun to listen to. She's got some great music out there. Celia Farron, done all kinds of different music and stuff. And then sometimes we get to hear a little bit from the Trestlefoot Fairy when she's around. So that's always a good time. Singing about Dr. Bonner's soap. So look it up. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's fun. You'll laugh. It's a good thing. It really is. It's hilarious. Then what's my list? What else is coming up? Show subjects. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. So Laura's got her Lunatic Mondays on Mondays. There's always stuff going on Mondays. And then there's, I don't have 2020 on here. Huh. Oh, yeah, and Paganos del Mundos. Pagans of the World So there's stuff going on almost every night is the thing. So check out the Circle Sanctuary website. Go to our work and then go to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. So you can see all the stuff that's going on. So there's lots of stuff happening. So we want to thank everybody for tuning into all the programs and all the podcasts live, and also for downloading them later and listening to them at your own convenience, which is way cool. I want to thank Circle Sanctuary for sponsoring this and doing all the work the Circle does. We're going to be talking about in the next few months. We'll start talking about PSG, Pagan Spirit Gathering, so get ready for that. It's a new location. They've had to move again. It's a nomadic kind of a thing, but it's always home because it's where your loved ones are at. It's always home, no matter where it is. It's home. So we're going to be talking about PSG in the next few months, a lot about that. So that would be really cool. Get us psyched up for that. Thanks, Circle. Thanks, everybody. Anything else? I think that's it. Okay. So we're going to close out tonight with some music. Let's go from Celia. What do we got from Celia? Up here. No, I haven't planned it out. I'm looking. Give me a break. Oh. Well, this is a bit of a live Me in the Moon Tonight by Celia. We're going to close out with. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be for me with a stiff whiskey crutch? Oh. Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much. Oh. And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. In the cold, it's just me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight, and I'll find my way before daylight. Just me and the moon tonight. Gonna go like this? Am I gonna have to drop down, drag it out with my thoughts? Oh, is it really gonna end this way? Me tangled in the web of all that I saw. And I'd really love to cut the wires, but I'm here without a blade. I've been paralyzed with my eyes on fire as I face the choice I made in the snow. Turns to rain. It's just me. Me.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.